it's awesome because an event like this, you'll never see Jordan Oliver get to wrestle Jason Moss at a tournament. It just won't happen. An event like this, right? Imagine, you know, a couple events a year that we're putting together, super cards. I think this is just the beginning of something huge. Hey, this is Jordan Oliver, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
I got ice in my veins, blood in my eyes.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line with us, honored to have a three-time state champion, four-time All-American from Oklahoma State, two-time NCAA champion, and one half of the main event for the Rumble on the Rooftop coming up on Fight TV. Team USA member and one of the most exciting personalities in wrestling, the one and only Jordan Oliver. Jordan, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
No, I appreciate you taking time out. And I'm sure, you know, Eye of the Tiger and focus and all that kind of stuff as you're prepping for what is a typical level of excitement that you generate when you get in on things. But we did want to ask you, like, with so many sports on the sideline, I know Major League Baseball just announced their schedule coming up. You got everything else kind of pushed to the sidelines. Explain, if you can, kind of just the unique situation with the Olympics and Nationals and everything pushed back that wrestling is facing, the impact that this is having on the sport and the wrestlers?
I think it's a huge impact regardless on any sport, but especially on the wrestlers, because I don't want to ever go against any other sports, but wrestlers, it takes so long, the longevity of a season of getting ready, training, the process of whether the guy's cutting weight, you know, and some guys go through a whole 6 months of a wrestling season, you know, 4 to 6 months, and they're having their best wrestling at the NCAA tournament, right? So these guys are really, really training. And the same as us on the high level, we're training to get to this mindset. And I call it a mindset because I believe it's a state of mind when you peak, but we train all year and we go through a process of, you know, success and failure, right? And things that are working. And it takes some time to find your groove up. And now at the higher level, you have guys that have done it for a very long time. For me, example, I've wrestled since I was 4 years old. So now I have a very good process of how I develop, how I get ready, and what I do on my training to prepare for my competitions, because you can't go 100 miles per hour every day in wrestling. It's just not possible, right? So it's a very long season of just training and preparing yourself to quote-unquote peak when the time is ready. And in wrestling, you know, the time came to peak, but the tournaments weren't available to peak at, right? So we got pushed back. But I think this is it's a very good thing. It's a very good life lesson we're all learning, especially with, you know, you got to control the things you can control. But in this instance, as in any other instance in life or sports, you know, when you have a curveball thrown at you, you got to roll with the punches, right? You can take pros from it, you can take cons from it. So it's your decision of, you know, looking at it in a positive way or a negative way. For me, it's positive. Yes, I'm getting older. That could be negative, but a positive thing is I have a whole extra year to prepare and get ready for, you know, winning an Olympic gold. So I think wrestlers at all levels and ages, some that are younger than others, it's hard to understand this concept, but the more you mature and work through it and really understand what's going on, it's only going to make you a better athlete, but in different areas of your sport, but a better person.
Well, and you're right, Jordan. There's only so many things you can control. And so to lose focus on what it is you can control and kind of getting in there and doing the things that you can to turn the negatives into a positive is really the only practical way that you can look at it. Now, you just mentioned, you know, the timeline that it takes and to kind of fine tune and kind of hone in on what is that final product and then kind of have that match up and dovetail with events on the calendars, whether it's the Olympics or Nationals or some of these big things for wrestlers. There's a time there that it takes in order to get ready and be ready at that right time. For this event, I mean, it came together so fast with, like, you and Jason Knopf, even Dan Gable getting involved. Talk a little bit about Rumble on the Rooftop. And even though, you know, all those things that you said about trying to fine tune and hone and take time, that this event was important enough to kind of just say, let's do it.
Right. And, you know, we're at a time right now, it's very fragile for all sports. You know, we're we're all getting guidelines to how we're supposed to step back into training, how we're supposed to approach competitions, and even how we're supposed to approach going into our own gyms and things like that. In some areas, you know, the gym's not open. But I go back to what I said is now it can be a like pros and cons, but now it helps you focus on the areas that you're not so great in. Right? You can't go into the gym every single day and wrestle on the mat. There's some things that you just can't do that you do in your everyday training. Now that you have to get better with your nutrition, you have to be way more disciplined in how you're living outside of the room. And I think that all carries over into your wrestling. But for this event, you know, look at the card, right? And I'm not going to put anybody on a higher level than anybody else, but we have very high-level athletes.
Yes.
Right? All the guys have, most of them have worked their way through the college level already. If not, they just finished. So we have very high-level athletes. And, you know, most of the time when you're dealing with high-level athletes, you have very disciplined, very committed and dedicated athletes that they don't have to have eyes on them. Right? I don't need eyes on me to do the training I need that's necessary. So I believe everybody on the card, even though we've had downtime, all of us wrestlers, the only thing we know that makes us feel normal is to get up and go work out. Hey, go hit the gym. Once the gym workout's over, I can tell you every day after I finish doing my gym workout, I feel like my day is successful, right? So I think there's the unknown variable, right, for everybody that's for their opponent and the guys that are wrestling is like, since this was brought up in such a quick notice and we put together a great card, now we want to make sure we're getting the exciting and high scoring matches that we want as well. But I think all of us, you know, like I said, we're high up level athletes. We've been training and we've been itching to compete, right? We just got cut short right before the quarantine, before the NCAAs, the world team trials, well, the Olympic team trials. So I think everybody is just itching to compete. And an instance of like my match with Jason Knoth.
Yeah. Well, before you get into that, Jordan, I mean, but let's talk about it. You talk about the athlete side and you guys kind of be itching to compete and get out there. But this is like blowing up as far as all the fans, because here's what they're getting to see. Some of their favorite personalities, some of their favorite wrestlers, some of those top names, like you mentioned, that are out there, but in a very unique setting and in a kind of a dream matchup, right? In a thing that probably would never happen with your match with Jason Knoth.
Right. And that's the other reason behind it. Right? It's not even the other reason. That's the main reason behind it, right? You'll never see Jordan Oliver get to wrestle Jason Knoth at a tournament. It just won't happen. We are two different weight classes. So we would just never be able to meet. An event like this allows us to move some variables around and have the flexibility to put together Jason Knoth, who wrestles 74, 79 kilos, versus Jordan Oliver, who's 65 kilos. It's a match fans want to see. And I'll tell you right now, it's a match that I want to compete in. As a high-level competitor, I'm looking to wrestle the best. I want to wrestle another high-level competitor. And I believe Jason, this is a match that he wants to compete in as well. So it's a win-win for me and him, but it's a win for the fans. And then in the time that wrestling is, you know, not happening, any sports not happening for that matter, I believe it's good all around for the sport and the businesses that are involved.
Well, I want to get some of your thoughts on some of the feedback that you've gotten. Once it got announced, obviously you got to field some questions. Number one, is this real? Is this really happening? What does it mean? And then people get into the prediction side of it. So I definitely want to hear that. But also on the bigger picture, as a guy who's achieved some of the biggest things you can in the sport and has always been sort of a big picture guy, when you're looking at it and what an event like this can mean in this setting for the future of the sport, not just for you guys doing this on sort of a big and unique stage right now, but this could be the start of a lot of situations like this that could be, I think, an expanded avenue of opportunities for wrestlers at your level.
Exactly. And that's exactly right. I think it brings a whole new element to our sport and what we're doing, right? You know, I had a podcast the other day with John Fitch, who's an MMA fighter.
Yes.
So we got to talking and I was like, hey, what we are doing right here is amazing, because this is something that we've never done, right? It's a format that allows the wrestlers to benefit. It allows the fans to benefit, especially the fans that aren't able to just uproot and go to a tournament and get to watch these matchups or get to watch their favorite wrestlers without breaking an arm and leg for expenses. They're allowed to stay at home, their own convenience, and watch Jordan Oliver wrestle Jason Austin, Luke Pletcher wrestle Pat Lugo without having to get up and maybe throw the whole family in the car, on a plane, and go to an event and watch. And, you know, it's awesome because an event like this and how quick we put it together, right? Imagine, you know, a couple events a year that we're putting together super cards or really have a lot more time to pick out, you know, locations. I think this is just the beginning of something huge,
yeah.
Right? Because now not only do the fans want to see good wrestling, but most of the fans want to support, you know, their wrestlers. And in doing so, you know, this opens up another door for wrestlers where maybe you don't have to go into MMA and you can prolong your competitive career. If you want to compete, you can. Financially, you'll be set and you'll be okay to be able to compete and chase down your dreams and goals.
Also, too, is it lends itself to some of those people who are also great ambassadors for the sport, kind of great personalities within the sport, like yourself, too, where there's avenue. It just raises the level of, you know, it just puts it into that sort of that main event status that I think can compete at par with things like UFC and MMA and some of the success that you've seen in those other disciplines. As a guy who grew up in and around in a wrestling family, I understand, you know, the challenges that, on the athletic side, to where your career basically just kind of runs its course, and then there are limited opportunities where I think there's just so much potential for it down the road. You brought up the higher purposes, not only supporting the wrestlers, supporting, we're going to talk about the RTCs, Beat the Streets. I saw, and so this is the kind of thing as far as this sort of, you know, kind of bringing it to like a upper level on the platform. I saw an event, I was looking on YouTube, and I saw you were wrestling, I think, a bronze medalist from Italy. It would look like it was in like Times Square for Beat the Streets. Talk a little bit about Beat the Streets if you can. I know they're going to be a big part of what's happening.
Beat the Streets is everything. You know, it's something I've been a part of with the New York Duels. They always hold one in New York for the most part. And I've actually gotten to be part of the one in L.A. when they held it in 2013, I believe. I was coming right out of college, but it's a great cause, and and they provide a great opportunity for wrestlers. In my case, I've gotten to wrestle Frank Chimizo and Asghar Austin, Olympic champs and world champs, and guys that I've never got a crack at, but people wanted to see, right? So this program not only supports a good cause, but puts on amazing events. What they stand for is absolutely amazing, you know? Obviously, Beat the Streets, it's helping kids move in the right direction and less fortunate kids, you know, move in that direction of helping them attain their dreams and goals. Obviously, people, you know, not everybody has come from a well-rounded family where they were able to go and go to all the wrestling events or take part in all the clinics and things like that, just because financially, that's just how the world works. You know, and Beat the Streets provides that opportunity for kids and gives them that opportunity. You know, looking back to when I was younger, I didn't have that opportunity. Everybody's always asking me, have you, you know, gone and done Tulsa Nationals? Have you done this? Did you try to win the Triple Crown? I'm like, listen, guys, when wrestling season was over, my mom was opening the door and being like, you better go outside and play. Yeah. You know, so I was out the door going to play basketball, baseball, pick up football all the time. So I was always involved with the neighborhood and the kids in the neighborhood. And then obviously some of the tournaments I couldn't travel to because my family didn't have the means to send me. Right. So some of these high level tournaments I didn't even get to. And seeing, you know, even an event like this not only lets them go places, but brings the best wrestlers in the world to them. They Beat the Streets Chicago is going to be able to witness Jason Austin, Jordan Oliver, Pletcher, Lugo, and put on great wrestling. but also support a great cause to better our youth who are the future of our sport.
Yeah, it can't be overstated. You know, this one event, one place, one time, and some of these great names in a way, in kind of a platform that you would never have the opportunity to see them in any other way. And let the listeners know we're talking with four-time All-American, two-time NCAA champion, Team USA member, and Jordan Oliver, headliner for Rumble on the Rooftop that is coming up on Fight TV on Sunday. And we did want to mention, like, what has been the feedback to you? So you see, and you've talked a little bit about kind of the future and opening up doors and paving ways and opportunities and even just what it means in the big picture for the sport in general, not even to you for sure and your contemporaries, but for the future, for other wrestlers coming up. But in the immediate sense, as we head up into that headline main event against Jason Nolf, what has been the feedback? What has been the predictions? Obviously, you're confident. That's the way you are. That's how you have to be. But what kind of feedback have you been getting from other people about the event?
I think it goes both ways, right? Sometimes you get good feedback. It's like something you publish. It's like you can get good publicity or you can get bad publicity. And you're like, well, I'll take both because either way, their eyes on me and they're engaged in the match. They're engaged in what we're doing. A lot of people, obviously, from my following and my posting, right, are for me. But I see a lot of people, and Jason Nolf's a big, big, big name. He's very fresh out of college, but he's a very creative wrestler. And I would be lying to you if I told you that I didn't enjoy watching Jason Nolf wrestle, right? I was a person that watched Jason Nolf wrestle and was like, man, that's creative. That's awesome what he's doing. I would love to get on the mat and dance with him. So now that this is happening, it's cool. I think no matter what, whether the majority's thinking I'm going to win or the majority's thinking I'm going to lose, I approach the match the same way, right? I'm a competitor. I'm going to prepare myself the best possible way for the event and for the match to have the best outcome. I'm going to come prepared, and obviously I have nothing but belief in myself and what I am capable of doing of winning this match, right? And he goes into like a big, you know, he's this weight, you're this weight. That doesn't matter, right? We agree no way in a gentleman's agreement, and wrestling's wrestling. I think we're going to have fun and our styles clashing. He's going to bring nothing but action and points and excitement for people to watch, and hopefully we can draw more people in. But this is, like you said, this is just the beginning. Maybe this has the possibility of going later down the road and creating a system where we can have a professional wrestling league, right? And guys don't have to bail out and go to MMA or whatever it might be because they think the path I chose doesn't have a career and I cannot be successful in it.
Yeah.
Right? Or if I want to make money, I got to go MMA. But what MMA did for us is, you know, MMA laid the blueprint, like, this is how things can be done. Even though we have weight classes, Conor McGregor's fighting Eddie Alvarez in a super match, right? And then all of a sudden we got this idea of super matches and putting on events. And, you know, I think if wrestling can follow almost like a blueprint of UFC and the way they do things, because wrestling has a lot of, like myself, it has a lot of personalities in it. But what we tend to do is sometimes we put a shell over our personalities because wrestling's such a traditional sport, and we don't want to, some people that love it, other side of things, the people think it's cocky, they don't like it.
Well,
it's very bad for the sport. So
I think that here's the thing is also what's built into it, Jordan, is that wrestling has a loyal and informed and educated and passionate fan base that is under the radar as well. So there'll be so many people that would love to see it. And I don't think they want to see it turn into, you know, all the crazy things that you may see on the professional level. I think if you can highlight some of those personalities in ways that still fit within the personalities, you're still going to be you. You've always been you, right? And this just offers an extra outlet to showcase all of that stuff. And so we know that there's going to be lots of people pulling for you. We know that there's going to be a lot of fans that are going to be pulling for you. The unique part of this event is you get to support not only the people that you're looking for and rooting for, but also those great causes. So as we let you go, give information like your social media, you know, where people can keep up with your adventures and all kind of the buildup as we get on to a Rumble on the Rooftop.
Yeah, so I have everything posted in my bio, right? And my Instagram will be that dude, J-O, which is THATDUDEJO as my initials. And then in my Twitter, again, I have it posted in my bio as well. My Twitter handle is thatdudejo. And it's going to be that_dude_JO. And you can go there, or you can go strikeafighttv.com and search Rumble on the Rooftop and be able to purchase it straight from fighttv.com. My link is posted. Everybody has an individual link for obviously being supported. And if they use your link, it goes to support you. So my links are personalized to me that I have posted in my bio. Now, if you want to just go to fighttv.com, that'll go to the majority, right, of the whole card, which either way, it doesn't matter to me. It's supporting us wrestlers and supporting great causes. So I'm not going to tell you to go over and click my link, but go over to Fight TV and find that Rumble on the Rooftop and subscribe now or buy it now. And hopefully we can blow your mind and put on an amazing show.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that stuff. It is exciting. I think fans are excited. I think just fans of sport in general are exciting. There have been so many things on the sideline here, and to have one of the world's great sports, one of the world's original sports, coming back in this way. Not only that's going to provide an amazing event coming up this Sunday on the 28th, but also I think laying the groundwork for what could be a very bright future for people to be able to enjoy personalities and matches like this down the road. So Jordan, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being a big part of this, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate the time you taking to have me on and give me a little bit of a story about myself and what we're doing and where we're trying to go. Hi, this is Jordan Oliver. See me on Rumble on the Rooftop on Fight TV. It's caving in. Oh, it's time to raise it then. Your days are numbered like pages in.